team.
Now, it's a fabulously obscure UK band, Home, from BBC In Concert. Must have been 73, 72. Playing stuff off their first album. Nice little band that never cracked it in the States at all. Had one album out here, just the first of three. And in England, they're always sort of a second division band. Pretty popular, but again, just never cracked it and broke up after their third major effort, a concept album of sorts. But that's nice. That's the sound I like, what you heard there. That sort of English guys play folky country rock with lots of guitar and good voices. The song was called My Lady of the Birds. The album's called Live, BBC 72-73. I just went on a binge and bought three Home CDs. I had the first album. I've had that since it came out. And I used to have the two albums, but the other two albums, but I ditched them along the way. I just thought, well, maybe not for me. And listening to them now, I think they're a little better than I thought at the time. Still not quite what the first album was. That one was perfect, probably because they were more relaxed when they went in and did it. No pressure from the company. In the same vein, brand new, though, from Malcolm Morley, leader and front man and for the fabulous Help Yourself. And he was in the Man Band and worked with a lot of other great musicians, Reckless Eric and Kirsty McCall and others. Bees Make Honey, just a fabulous musician, really good friend too. One of the nicer guys I've ever met in the music biz, and a genius singer, songwriter, piano player, guitar player, artist. The album's called Infinity Lake, and you heard I Walk on Water, is that what it's called? I think so. Yes. And in between, Green Ray, from their new album, 5 Points of Light, you heard On a Sixpence. And that's a brand new and really, really good. Thanks to them for sending that to me. Digging it. Okay, ran over time here this hour, so I'm going to stop really quickly and say KGLT is supported by the Downtown Bozeman Association. Hosts over 35 free community events each year. Event calendar and more information online at downtownbozeman.org. Life is Downtown. And Denny Menholt Honda in Bozeman, featuring a full lineup of new and certified pre-owned Hondas, used cars, and trucks online at DennyManholtHonda.com. This is KGLT Bozeman, 91.9 FM, KGLZ East Helena, 89.1 FM, with trendsetters, K246BA, Bozeman, 97.1 FM, K220 KD, Big Sky, 91.9, K208BX, Livingston, 89.1 FM, 89.5 FM, K296CF, Mammoth Hot Springs, 107.1 FM, K213AU, Big Timber, 90.5 FM, and streaming on the web at kglt.net. And it looks like we've got some distant listeners. Gary Hobish in San Francisco checked in, and I'm pretty sure Scott Sutherland in Seattle's listening, and quite possibly Char Scott down in down there by Palm Springs, I think is where she lives, checking in. And I know we've got a couple of us. Pete Gifford is listening or will listen. And that's the beauty of the time delay I make possible for this show. And that's in the future for KGLT and Archive. So that time shift really makes a difference, especially because right now people in England are just getting home from the pub. And in Australia, they're just waking up. And we need all those listeners, right? And KGLT has all those listeners because KGLT is fabulous all the time. And here's something fabulous, brand new. It's from Wilco. And pay no attention to what some people might say. It's a very, very nice album. We'll be right back.
something that was new. But all I got was disappointment. I was left without a clue. But you can never change. You just keep. Beneath the setting sun, I think about you. And all the plans that we'd begun but never finished seem to turn and run. But you can never change. You just keep on being you. You got to help yourself. Help yourself, you got to help yourself.
R.E.M. from their album Up, a real favorite of mine. They just reissued the one a couple before it, Monster, which has the distinction of being the most popular recycled CD ever. After the big bailouts of Automatic for the People, the kids didn't want to hear the noisy guitar. And it's a fabulous record, and the big expanded reissue is nice. It's got a lot of extra stuff, a full concert too. Might get to that later, but I need to play that song right now. It fit in. Start off with Wilco from the brand new album. It's called Ode to Joy. You heard Quiet Amplifier. And it's one of those ones that creeps up on you. People keep saying, well, it's so laid back and low key, they're boring. No. Just Jeff Tweedy. Hey, and speaking of Jeff Tweedy, a while back, maybe the beginning of the year, I bought his memoir down at Country Bookshelf, a signed copy even. And I just finished it the other day, and it's a fantastic read. He's guy's a great writer and tells a good story about his life and the music he's been involved in, and explains a lot of the things about Wilco. If you're a Wilco fan, how come people come and go? There's probably a good reason. It made me like him more. And one of the things I liked, he talks about the songwriting process, which is something I dabble in. And those of us who do know it's pretty mysterious. We're not all like Randy Newman, who can go into an office for 8 hours and force yourself to write songs, you know, bro building style. That's tough. I've done it, but it's not the way I prefer to write, and not the way Jeff Tweedy writes. Yeah, interesting. Very interesting. Anyway, great record. Nice addition to their massive library. Heard Jason Lytle from his first solo album, Yours Truly, The Commuter. You heard Flying Through Canyons. ELO, brand new ELO album. They just played a big gig in England that was televised, apparently. I didn't get to see it, but I was told it was really good. And I think the band he has now is really on the case. He still has Richard Tandy, his piano player. And I just threw that one on and spotted the first three or four songs and picked the second one up. Sounds good. Sounds like ELO, not too overdone, which sort of ruined them for me towards the end. I like them when it's a little more simplified. Got to get that. And finish that there with R.E.M. 426 and 427 now. here on KGLT, I better do some biz. I'm sure there's something really important.
For one night only, Shakespeare in the Parks presents a free community presentation of Romeo and Juliet. On Saturday, November 23rd, the Professional Shakespeare in the Schools cast will stop off in Belgrade as a part of their 10-week tour. This is the only free presentation of this tragic romance available all season. Romeo and Juliet, Saturday, November 23rd at 7 p.m. at the Belgrade High School Auditorium. Completely free. More information can be found at shakespeareintheparks.org.
Gotta push a button if you want to hear me. If I want to hear me, I just pulled the change here on what I'm going to do, because I could see the time was running weird. It's a halfway point, and that's always time to stop and contemplate. What have I done, and what am I going to do? I barely got started. I had to check the calendar. This is a November 19th. 2019 is one of those rare months where I do three shows. I'll be back in 2 weeks on the 29th. And I was afraid I was going to be on like Christmas Day and New Year's Day, but I'm not. I missed both of those holidays this year. Lucked out. It'll catch me sooner or later. And I'll be here. Hungover, overstuffed, whatever. I'll make it. I have plenty of good Christmas records. But I'm never on Christmas Eve, so that's the only day I'd really dig into the Christmas records, and maybe not even too many of them, but sorry. You might hear one, I'll pull out a gem, but we don't need all that Christmas music that much, do we? How about this? The blues will work. That's sort of like Christmas music, isn't it? This is one I found in New York, and it's by a guy whose name I know, and This must be his famous song because it's the first one on the album.
I love you, nobody knows, but someday, baby, I ain't gonna worry my life anymore. So that's my story. This is all I got to say to you. Goodbye, baby. And I don't care what you do, but someday, baby, I ain't gonna worry my life anymore. $20 bill.
And she gave me a $20 bill. I asked if I little drank a liquor. Whiskey still. That's a little bit.
ain't got no chance in beauty shade. The rise needs shade. Yes, it do the shade.
Time by going to school. The way you get me loving you so, I can't do my homework anymore. I can't do my homework anymore. Oh, baby, you got me so blind. I'm walking around in circles about to lose my mind. The way you get me loving you so, I can't do my homework anymore. I can't do my homework anymore. Your hand, whatever you do is really grand. Oh, baby, what can I do? Walking round in circles in love with you. The way you got me loving you so, I can't do my homework anymore. I can't do my homework anymore.
Otis Rush, rocking out, doing homework. Must have been a single on Duke Records, covered by a couple of bands. Fleetwood Mac, we just heard prior. They covered it on their Blues Jam at Chess, and Jay Giles' band covered it as well. I suspect others have. Great song, and clearly an attempt to have a hit with the big horn arrangement and stuff. Good one, just a killer. It took me a long time to track a copy of that down. It's on a beautiful free record box set called The Duke Story, I Pity the Fool. And it sort of covers a lot of territory. 60 songs. Can't go too wrong with that. What was there? Start of Big Maceo Merriweather with Tamperette playing guitar. doing the famous Chicago Word Life Blues from 1941, of all things. That's a long time ago. Pretty rocking for then. Buddy Guy from a later 60s album when he signed over to Vanguard. Album's called A Man in the Blues. You've heard Sweet Little Angel. That's something I bought when it came out, and I was sort of horrified that it had a version of Mary Had a Little Lamb on it. And I sort of filed it away for a long time. And when I pulled it out to reconsider it, I realized what a great record it is. Otis Spann on piano, classic blues lineup there. And Fleetwood Mac did Rattlesnake Shake from Then Play On. All that stuff for you. It's 4:45. Moving along. Got the next sets lined up, but I want to tell you this. I think Randy changed his show time on Sunday. Let's see if he explains that for us here.
I'm DJ Rando, here to let you know that me and my crack staff have finally worked out the bugs in radio show version 0.2.4.1 and introduced a whole new colony of critters, ne'er-do-wells, and miscreants in the free upgrade to radio show version 0.2.4.2 beta. Tune in Sunday fortnightly from 3 to 6 p.m. and see if I've turned up anything new in crate digs around the area in a segment I call DJ Rando, Citizen Rugger Paleontologist. And remember, you're still never more than 333 hours away from a new episode of Radio Show Version 0.2.4.2 Beta on KGLT.
Okay, I think that'll work. Doing some clock math here to make sure I nail the top of the hour this time. It sounded good, at least in here, and I got a couple of nice calls. That always cheers me up. That means I'm picking the right records. And I just close my eyes and grab something out of the stack like this.
To talk. goodbye.